Peggy 3.
Rackets at the ready. The critically acclaimed Topspin series is back with Topspin 2K25. Win the Grand Slams in my career at Roland Garros, Wimbledon, the US Open and the Australian Open. Channel your inner legend and play as Roger Federer and Serena Williams or rising star Carlos Alcaraz and more. Dominate the court online and challenge players around the world with cross-play support. Topspin 2K25 available 26th of April. Rally on!
Football is so much more than just the score. And the same is true of the LiveScore app. You probably know LiveScore for real-time updates and in-play stats. But what about their pre- and post-match offerings? We're talking breaking team news, player stats, match highlights, lineups, and live league tables, all rolled into one match page. And don't miss exclusive content on all things football, from the latest transfer news to expert analysis and insight, only on LiveScore's Watch section. Download the free LiveScore app from the App Store or Google Play. LiveScore, it's more than a score.
Incredibly exciting.
It's really about
as a developer, that's an amazing feeling to have. Welcome.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Father's PlayStation Podcast, aka FPS. This is episode 192 of the biggest UK-based PlayStation show going around across all major podcast networks, and the shit ones also. As the title suggests, we're just two fathers, or in this case one, discussing all the latest news in the world of PlayStation. It's that simple. And this week, I'm going to run through the best-selling games of 2024 so far. We've spoken in-depth about various hero projects from around the world. Well, one of them is bearing fruit for Sony. There's devastating news for one of my most anticipated games. And could all Xbox games be moving closer to a PlayStation release? And finally, as we in each and every week, we have even more PlayStation news, sales numbers, charts, listener questions, and more. I haven't decided if I'm going to do the listener question because it's just me. There is no Alex. We held off recording by a day due to Alex's work. And we thought, right, it's Friday evening. He'll get in. We can record about 10, but he's still traveling for work. So no can do. On the two-man show this week, so you've just got me. So I'm going to keep it short and sweet. So what we're going to do is we're going to skip Mount Rushmore and the letters, and we'll hold them off until next week. Also, in regards to Patreon, we have PS Extra episode 100. Can't do that without my fellow co-host Alex. It's a big one as well. We were going to run through all the revenue for every single first-party game on PlayStation Network. PlayStation Extra on Patreon. It's a bonus show for people who subscribe to the show. And, you know, it cut its teeth with sales numbers and data analysis. And it has always been the case. So we thought, what better way to christen 100 than to go into the most in-depth revenue table for all PlayStation Network games that are first party. We're talking The Last of Us 2, Spider-Man 2, The Last of Us Remake, God of War, God of War, Ragnarok, Returnal, all of them. But I'm going to hold off on that one but for another week because I want to do it with Alex, obviously, because it only makes sense. So we'll go back to the main show then. This week in gaming history. Oh yes, my favourite bit of the show, because you know what? It's just nice to obviously... No, ladies and gentlemen, look what's happening. I'm drinking Jack Daniels, I'm by myself, I'm getting all mixed up. I'm not on gaming history yet. What have I been playing this past week, and what have I been watching? Well, quickly on the watch, finished Shogun. Absolutely stunning. Really, really good. Highly recommend it to anyone who has Disney Plus. If you don't have Disney Plus, I recommend joining for a month and watching Shogun. Really, really good. It starts slow, but it gets better and better and better. And yeah, really, really, really good. Closest thing to Ghost of Tsushima in TV form. And I finally, ladies and gentlemen, finally finished Final Fantasy 16. Yes, your boy not only finished it, 100%ed it, all done, all side quests done, all side treasure missions done, all hunt board done, everything in that game is done. Wow, what a game. Ladies and gentlemen, I highly, highly recommend this game. Definitely, without a shadow of a doubt, one of the best games on PlayStation 5. And I was thinking about it after I finished it. Where does it sit in my all-time list? Definitely top 10. I was thinking, does it get into the top 5? It doesn't make it into the top 5 because I've got some real classics and gems in there. But it's definitely in my top 10. I'm so happy. Took me 54 hours to get 100% in Final Fantasy. I thought to myself, the only thing I need to really do is a couple of combat things and to play the story again on New Game Plus to get the platinum. I was like, no, this is one of those games that I found special and I really enjoyed it. And I have my one playthrough. I don't want to play it again and dampen the experience. But it's absolutely stunning. Highly recommend it. Final Fantasy 16. It is done. I don't need to talk about it anymore. I probably will next week and the week after and the week after. And that little bits where it keeps getting referenced. But what a game. And I'm happy because I finally get to go on to normal games again and play different games and talk about different games. I've ordered a few. I've bought a few off of PlayStation Network. I'm excited to get the Portal and play some games that are not Final Fantasy. But that's me, and Alex isn't here, so we can't discuss what he's talking about, but we can discuss what the Patreons are talking about. And we're going to start with Millie Amand. She says, I wasn't happy this wasn't available last week. I wanted to tell you about a game I stumbled onto and loved. It's called 12 Minutes. If you can hear a noise in the background, I apologize. The wife is straightening her hair. I'm going to Harry Potter World tomorrow with the kids. And the missus is straightening her hair. I don't understand. I get why women straighten their hair, because it's easier to do in the morning. But why straighten your hair and then go sleep and then mess it all up? Weird. Life mystery.
Are you talking about me?
Yeah, I am. Anyway, hard to explain without spoiling it, so I'll keep it simple. You have 12 minutes to avoid an outcome that repeats over and over until you get it right. It's so good. I've been looking at 12 minutes. It's on my PlayStation store wish list. I think it's on sale at the moment. $7.99. I might pick it up actually as well. Millie, I might get it 12 minutes just to play the game as well. Evie messaged in, I'm currently trying to play Baldur's Gate 3. Oh, I wish Alex was on the show now. I'm currently trying to play Baldur's Gate 3. After seeing how many awards it won, I figured I should give it a try. It's visually pleasing and I can see the allure of it. It just hasn't clicked for me yet. Interesting. I'm not surprised. You know, it's Baldur's Gate, right? But it is what it is, and never play a game because you figure you should do it just because it won awards. Play a game because you want to play a game. Hopefully it does click with you and you start enjoying it, Evie. Keep us up to date next week. And then Eric wrote in, still going through Helldivers 2, mate. You need to play something else, mate. This game has completely... He actually says it. Still going through Helldivers 2. This game has completely ruined my roadmap of games for 2024 so far. It's what a game should be. Fun. Also playing Ace Attorney on PS5. Now, Eric, I downloaded that because I want to play it on Portal. So yes, I am also going to join you on Ace Attorney. Right back next week, tell us how you're finding it and what you think about it. And as for Helldivers 2, put it down, because it sounds like a lot of PC gamers are going to put it down now that they're being forced to have a PlayStation Network account just to play the game. I'll keep you up to date on what's happening with that next week, but could be, you know, the first big official bad move made by Sony with Helldivers 2. So let's see what goes on with that for next week. Now it's time to get into this week in gaming history. So 20 years ago, who would have thought this new cowboy game would go on to become one of the biggest single-player games ever created? Red Dead Revolver launched on the PS2. 16 years ago, the world stopped, completely stopped, because it was a launch of a very small game in the form of Grand Theft Auto 4. Which launched on the PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360. Microsoft actually paid over $50 million just to get that exclusivity cancelled out so it could come out on the same day. Just a year after GTA 4, 15 years ago, X-Men Origins Wolverine launched on both the PS3 and there was a PSP version. Shout out to anybody, OGs, if you played it on the PSP. And I'm going to keep the last one in close proximity, because 3 years ago was the launch of one of Alex's Mount Rushmore games for visuals, and that's Returnal, which came out. You know, great game. I need to finish it, actually. Oh, I can't remember how to play that. I have to start again. I can't be asked to do it. But it's so good. I might wait until the pro comes out, see if there's a pro patch. So before I move on to the news, just a quick update again. Become a Patreon. Help support the show. You get exclusive access to PS Extra. It's a Patreon exclusive show that we do, which is all things PlayStation. We go really in depth on sales analysis. We break it down. We talk about it. We compare continents. We talk about other subjects. For example, our PlayStation predictions for 2024. That's an episode that's available. Have any of them come true yet? Well, you'll have to go and listen to have a look. Every single episode we upload on Patreon is completely and utterly advertisement free, and you get early access each and every week. The games you have been playing are also mentioned on the show for everybody to listen to, and you know, we're averaging 7,500 people listening to every episode each week, so they get to hear what you're playing, just like Millie, Evie and Eric did at the top of the show. If you have any letters or questions for us, they take priority. And there was a free trial, there isn't now. But if you click the link in the description, you'll see all the content there. Help support the show, keep the lights on, and keep the father's PlayStation going.
Angie is your home for everything home, and they've made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work that can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. So the next time you have a home project, just Angie that and start getting the most out of your home. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, I'm Nolan Sykes, a host of Past Gas, the number one automotive podcast in the world. every week, my co-hosts, James Pumphrey, Joe Weber, and I bring you some of our favorite stories from the hallowed halls of car history. From the amazing, to the weird, to the utterly unforgettable moments, we cover it all. Join us as we take a look at the wild stories and larger-than-life characters behind legendary cars and car makers. So if you love cars or just like a good story, check out Past Gas by Donut Media, the number one automotive podcast in the world.
This is live from PS5. Let's go now to our first story.
Okay. I want to start this week's news section a little different. We're going straight into numbers, and in this case, the best-selling games of 2024 in the US so far. So these are the best-selling games from December 30th, 2023 through to April 6th, 2024. So the best-selling games of the year so far are, at number 20, Mortal Kombat 1 from Warner Brothers Games. At number 19, The Last of Us Part 2 from Sony. At number 18, Like a Dragon Infinite Wealth from Sega. At number 17, Minecraft. At number 16, Elden Ring from Bandai Namco. At number 15, Super Mario Bros. Wonder from Nintendo. At number 14 is a new release, Rise of the Ronin, which jumped straight in at number 14th as best-selling game of the year. At number 13, still hanging in there, no pun intended, Marvel's Spider-Man 2, also from Sony. At number 12, Skull and Bones from Ubisoft. At number 11, EA Sports FC. I'm just checking where it is. Oh, it's not that far behind Madden. At number 10, Hogwarts Legacy. This is a game that came out early last year, and it's still the 10th best-selling game in North America this year from Warner Brothers Games. At number 9, Persona 3 Reload from Sega. At number 8, Madden NFL 24 from EA. So EA Sports FC is not far behind it. At number 7, the 7th best-selling game of the year so far, Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League from Warner Brothers Games. At number 6, Tekken 8 from Bandai Namco Entertainment. At number 5, MLB The Show 24. So it's the 5th best-selling game of the year already. At number 4, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. That's a massive, massive success there because it's only on one platform. And number 3, Dragon's Dogma 2, which was another new release. So already it's the 3rd best-selling game of 2024. And number 2, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3. And at number 1, still best-selling game of the year, even though it's only been out for 2 months, Helldivers 2. Now, here's an interesting fact about Helldivers 2. It continues to be the best-selling premium game in the US in 2024. The game is currently ranked 7th in lifetime dollar sales for Sony published titles after just 2 months since launch. So what's that saying? In just 2 months, Helldivers 2 is the 7th highest revenue ever made for a Sony game. And games have been out for years from them. And this has only took 2 months to go 7th. If they can get out of fucking it up by having PC gamers logging into a PSN account, it might even go higher and higher and higher. We have to see. And an interesting stat for you guys. If you take just a PS5 version of Helldivers 2, it would still be number 1 for the year. And if you took just a PC version, it would also still be number 1 for the year. It just shows the absolutely insane success story that is Helldivers 2. Whoa. But yeah, interesting shouts to some of the games there. Spider-Man 2, still the 13th best-selling game. Hogwarts Legacy is in there at 10. Tekken 8 at 6. Last of Us Part 2 hanging on, the 19th best-selling game of 2024 so far. So it's still going strong. Not that many Nintendo games in there, eh, Alex? Because they suck. Okay, number 2. Korea will focus on fostering its console game sector over the next 5 years as part of efforts to revive the country's game industry, the Culture Ministry said Wednesday. Under the 5-year plan to promote the game industry, the Ministry of Culture, Sports and Tourism will work to expand the country's share in the global console game market by 2028. The Hero project is already bearing fruit for Sony as the PS5 has grown in sales every month since the initiative's inception. Korea has the fourth biggest game industry in the world in terms of sales, posting a combined revenue of 22.2 trillion won, that's $16.04 billion in 2022. The government said it will help local companies cooperate with major global console game companies like Sony to develop blockbuster titles such as the Korean-developed Stellar Blade. Now we see why Sony were looking to get involved with the Hero project and getting multiple Korean games out. I think the two biggest at the moment there is the Korean-developed Stellar Blade, but from Shift Up. But you also have Lies of P, which was also developed by a Korean company called Round 8. It's always great to see other countries really focusing on video games and trying to push video games forward. Sony's already got a footprint in that market with the Hero project, working with local developers to create games and get them onto PlayStation 5, PS4, and maybe other platforms like PC as well. But obviously Stellar Blade is the one that's in the ether at the moment with everybody. It's doing really, really well. I'm interested to see the sales numbers, and if Korea can push out games like that, then we aren't complaining, and let's get some more games on the go, please. Okay, news story number three. This one hurts, guys. Kyoken Interactive, the studio behind Deliver Us the Moon and Deliver Us Mars, need to catch my breath with this one, has announced that it will lay off the studio's entire staff as a result of not being able to secure the necessary funding to keep everyone on payroll. This comes little more than a month after the studio announced it would lay off 4 of its 19 employees. Now on one, no one is now left on the payroll, it would seem, but it looks like Chief Executive Officer Colin Dietman and Managing Director Paul Dietman are doing their best to keep the studio alive. In a statement from the Dietman brothers, they specifically call out not being able to secure a publishing partnership at this year's GDC as part of why this layoff is coming to pass, but end off by saying they will look to Kickstarter to try and fund the studio's next project, Deliver Us Home. Heartbroken. We've had to lay off our team at Kyoken because of nothing substantial materializing directly after our visit to GDC. We've unfortunately exhausted all our possible options for publishing, work for hire and co-development. Paul and I are heavily beat, but far from beaten. It's our personal mission to rebuild Kyoken brick by brick like we've done before, in the name of our people and to continue the legacy of our games. It has become abundantly clear that what is most important to us and our team is you, our community. You play our games, you make our games shine, you make us feel special as you believe in us. You have shown up consistently in both the good and the bad times, from our debut Kickstarter in the past to our recent video asking for help. Because of you, we've reached millions of people. We have always needed you and continue to do so. Personally, we are preparing a Kickstarter soon for our much anticipated Deliver Us Home. This is one small step for Kyoken and one giant leap for Delivering Us Home, a game we will build for you and with you. Oh, guys, come on. You've heard me on this show talk about Deliver Us Mars, Deliver Us the Moon. I need Deliver Us Home. I will be kickstarting the absolute hell out of this. I'm going to kick it like I'm Cristiano Ronaldo. We're going to hit that target. We're going to make sure we get Deliver Us Home going. If you haven't played Deliver Us Mars, what's wrong with you? But you got to start with Deliver Us the Moon. Great, great game. I think it's in the PlayStation Plus extra library. Double check it. Great narrative story. It's only about 4.5 hours long, but it's definitely worth it. It's really in-depth. It's got a lot of layers to it. Highly recommended. And good luck to everyone at Kyoken, who obviously has been let go in finding new positions within the industry or without the industry, as long as the families and yourself are safe and doing well. Sorry, guys. I'm trying not to burp because I'm drinking Jack at the same time.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Looking to start a side hustle or become your own boss? Do it with Shopify. Whether you're selling succulents or stilettos, Shopify has the industry-leading tools to help you create, control, and grow your own business. So get serious about selling and get Shopify today. Sign up for a £1 per month trial period at shopify.co.uk/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.co.uk/special offer.
Peggy 3.
Rackets at the ready. The critically acclaimed Topspin series is back with Topspin 2K25. Win the Grand Slams in my career at Roland Garros, Wimbledon, the US Open and the Australian Open. Channel your inner legend and play as Roger Federer and Serena Williams or rising star Carlos Alcaraz and more. Dominate the courts online and challenge players around the world with crossplay support. Topspin 2K25 available 26th of April. Rally on.
Okay, guys, new story number 4. 1 second, I'm eating a sweet. It was a lot chewier than I thought. It's one of those big pick-a-mix tubs that you get from like a department store, you know. I just mixed everything in there. Well, my kids did. I'm just eating their sweets. Anyway, new story number 4. From Software's Hidetaka Miyazaki has revealed that the forthcoming Shadow of the Erdtree DLC for Elden Ring will be the game's first and only expansion, although the developer is not ruling out a full sequel for the critically acclaimed fantasy RPG. Speaking with Campfire Camp, Miyazaki-san, who directed Elden Ring, confirmed that... Whoa, it's sweet. Fizzy. Woo! Speaking with Campfire Camp, Miyazaki-san, who directed Elden Ring, confirmed that Shadow of the Erdtree will indeed be the only DLC for the game, but he isn't ruling out a brand new entry in the franchise. He commented that the way From Software's developed games means there's an opportunity to make another game set within the Lands Between, which is a sprawling fantasy world where Elden Ring is set. However, it's worth note posting that Miyazaki did not outright confirm that a new Elden Ring game is coming, but it still gives us hope that we may see something more from the franchise after the DLC. But it isn't the first time that From Software has touched base on this particular subject. Back in February, 2 years after Elden Ring launched, the developer said it hasn't ruled out a possible sequel, but stressed there were currently no plans for a second DLC or new game. He just likes to talk about Elden Ring too much. You know, he's dick teasing. He's teasing people about it. Obviously getting interest up in the Erdtree franchise. Expansion. Oh, that Jack was good. I think this will play a big part in whether we do see something. If the Erdtree expansion has a high attach rate to Elden Ring, and what that means is if 20 million people bought Elden Ring, obviously more have, but if 20 million people have Elden Ring, 50% of them buy the expansion, that's great because that's 10 million people buying the expansion. But if it's really low, then they might not even look at it, you know. So fingers crossed, I still need to try Elden Ring, you know, and one day it may join Final Fantasy in a game that I've completed from a big, big marquee game, not Baldur's Gate 3 EV. Okay, new story number 5, and this one's interesting. Satya Nadella, CEO of Microsoft, said during the company's third quarter earnings call that the PlayStation Store has seen a number of Xbox games performing well since making the jump to PS5 and PS4 and has committed to meeting players where they are. Earlier this month, we had 7 games among the top 25 on the PlayStation Store, more than any other publisher. We are committed to meeting players where they are by bringing great games to more people on more devices. Nadella is referencing a TweakTown report that claimed that PlayStation Store's 25 best-selling games included more first-party Xbox games than Sony. For example, on April 18th, Modern Warfare 3, Overwatch 2, Sea of Thieves, Fallout 4, Minecraft, and Fallout 76 and Grounded were among these games, with Sony having 5 titles. Microsoft announced plans to bring 4 titles to rival formats earlier this year, with Grounded, Hi-Fi Rush, Pentiment, and Sea of Thieves kicking things off. Interesting. There ain't seven in there now. But this is great news, and don't be one of those that think this is shit. No, it's good news, because if Microsoft games are doing well, they'll bring more to PlayStation. And I want that Starfield, and I want Halo, and I want Gears of War. So keep buying the Xbox games, keep Microsoft happy, get me Indiana Jones, please. But sticking with Xbox for a moment, on Tuesday, Microsoft announced plans to hold its Xbox Game Showcase and a redacted direct presentation on June 9th. So we're going to see a lot of new games from third-party publishers and obviously Microsoft, because their games will eventually come to PlayStation, like I said before, everybody else. As for the redacted direct, obviously Call of Duty. We're going to see the new COD, which is obviously Black Ops Gulf War. And then obviously we're going to see all the Xbox games and get release dates for games for them as well. On the rumors side of things, just a few hours removed from the announcement of the showcase, renowned Xbox insider and Windows Central journalist Jez Corden broached the topic once again in the Xbox 2 Discord channel, as reported on the Reset Era forum. Initially, when the first four games were announced, he said bigger games wouldn't be coming, and he doubled down on that. But now Corden has said that all of the Xbox first-party games will be coming to PlayStation eventually, even the flagship titles like Halo and Forza. Obviously, Jez Corden and other Xbox enthusiasts are going to defend the Xbox brand and say they're not coming. Yours truly had told you all from the get-go, even before that, that they were going to be coming. I was saying it over a year ago that Xbox games were planning to come to PlayStation, and here we are. You know, and seeing Jez and others do a 180 and just kind of admit and realize that everything is going to come to PlayStation. It's kind of nice. I think I'll drink to that. Cheers. But what Xbox games do you guys want to play, if any? As I just mentioned, for me, Halo then. Halo, Starfield, Gears of War, Indiana Jones, Hellblade 2. All games I want to play, so keep your crack down, though. If you want to play that, you're on crack. I would say Forza, but it ain't no Gran Turismo, so we don't want to go there. Okay, number 6. Bloober Team has revealed that it is very confident in the final version of the highly anticipated Silent Hill 2 remake, which still hasn't got a concrete release date. 18 months after its initial reveal. The studio reportedly made the comments during its annual report, where it said it's very confident about the final result. We don't hide it internally or externally. This is the most important test of our actions. Silent Hill 2 Remake was announced in October 2022 as part of Konami's Silent Hill Transmission, where it announced a slew of other projects to revive the series. According to various sources, Silent Hill 2 Remake will be featured in a new PlayStation event next month, and Bloober Team CEO recently said that the game's release date will be confirmed soon. The Silent Hill original game, Silent Hill 2, was released for the PS2 in 2001 and follows James Sunderland as he travels to the foggy town after receiving a letter from his deceased wife, Mary. How many times have we got to hear this? Where Bloober Team are coming out and saying, we're excited, be ready, we're pushed to the limit. Just shut up and show us the game. That's what we want. We want to see proper gameplay. Let us see a level, let us see moving around, give us a demo, something. And what's interesting as well is gamers, the Silent Hill fans, believe that the lead character, James Sunderland, has actually had a slight face change since the reveal trailer. Very infamous there. I don't think they liked it. And obviously, it looks like Bloober Team have changed the face, maybe, for the protagonist in the game. But I'm excited to see Silent Hill 2 Remake. It was in my most anticipated games list for a reason. And I'm really, really looking forward to it. And it's obvious now. It's so blatantly obvious that A, it's coming out this year. B, it's October to tie in with Halloween. And C, with the PS5 Pro as well. And obviously, it's going to be announced at the end of May PlayStation Showcase. Yes, I'm telling you now, it will be here at the end of May, because I already know.
Get ready for the next battle.
Okay, we've just got some smaller news items here. Alien Rogue Incursion is a new Alien VR game coming to PlayStation VR 2 and PlayStation 5 sometime in holiday 2024. I cannot wait for that. I'm excited. Also, Madison VR horror game just come out. Can't wait to play it either. Monami Games has announced that Slime Rancher PS5 Early Access is coming out on June 11th. That's my birthday, so that's why that story got put in. Tekken 8 downloadable content character. Oh, for God's sake. Tekken 8 downloadable content character, Lydia Sobieska, will launch this summer as part of the game's first season. A series of free updates are also planned for release as part of Season 1, including a battle balance patch this spring, the new stage Seaside Resort, and a photo mode this summer, a new chapter in the main story this fall, and more, including online practice and ghost vs. ghost. Hey, a new chapter in the main story. Interesting. Can't wait to see that. Max Payne 1 and 2 remakes are expected to move into full production in summer 2024, says Remedy. I swear Remedy just tell us that. Yeah, we're close to production. We're almost going to go into full production. We're in 0.12. They're the Kingdom Hearts of productions. We're in the 1.25 of full production or something like that. It's something crazy. Bethesda has said that issues preventing some PlayStation Plus subscribers from accessing Fallout 4's next-gen update have now been resolved. So, if you did what I've been telling you to do for years, which is always add to library, even if you don't plan to download or play the game, you should already own Fallout 4. Have a look. If you do, you now get the PS5 patch for free. So you'll actually get nice little bells and whistles on there for that version of the game. Horizon Zero Dawn is seemingly leaving PlayStation Plus later in May, fueling rumors that the company is set to announce a PlayStation 5 remaster. It's been 7 years since the launch of the original Horizon Zero Dawn. I know, 7 years. What the hell? Where's time gone? But yeah, it's been taken down, or there's a notification to say it's coming off PlayStation Plus on May 21st. This happened similarly with Spider-Man, and then Spider-Man Remastered got announced later in May, because as I just said on the last news story, the PlayStation Showcase is at the end of May. It's in the final week. And yeah, you take Zero Dawn down and then you show the remaster, and then people will buy the remaster. 7 years, that's the question. Does it deserve a remaster after 7 years? If they get all of Horizon Zero Dawn and it looks like Forbidden West, and it's not full price, it's like $39.99. Worth it, definitely. But if it's like a full-blown $69.99 game and it's just a remaster, no, definitely not worth it. And finally, the PlayStation Plus monthly games for May are EA Sports FC 24, Ghost Runner 2, Tunic, and Destiny 2 Lightfall. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go into the sales chart, because something interesting has happened.
Want to build the bet you want in seconds? With Unibet's Bet Builder, you're on. Add shots, corners, cards, and more. And increase your odds with Bet Builder Rackers, combining bet builders across multiple games and sports. Download the Unibet app or visit unibet.co.uk and get a Bet Builder boost every day. Unibet. You're on. 18 plus, begambleaware.org, pre-match only, max stake £10 minimum, combined odds of 4-1 and 3 selections. T's and C's apply.
Here comes the money!
Here we go.
Here comes the money!
Okay. So this is a UK sales chart for last week. Listen carefully. At number 10, Forza Motorsport. Yes, that's a shock that there's an Xbox game in there, but that's not it. Number 9, Grand Theft Auto 5. And number 8, Princess Peach Showtime. Number 7, WWE 2K24. And number 6, Minecraft, at number 5, Super Mario Bros. Wonder, at number 4, Hogwarts Legacy, at number 3, new release Top Spin 2K25, at number 2, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, and at number 1, new release Stellar Blade. Did you hear it? No? Listen, Forza, GTA, Princess Peach, WWE 2K24, Minecraft, Super Mario Bros. Wonder, Hogwarts Legacy, Top Spin 2K25, Mario Kart 8, Stellar Blade. Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time since launch in September, EA FC 24 fell out of the top 10. Yes, it wasn't in the top 10. No EA FC. And why is that? Because I said it was going to go all the way until launch. But why is it not in there? Because it leaked that it was going into PlayStation Plus. People were talking about it, saw it in a newspaper. People stopped buying the game. And lo and behold, they're going to get it for free now. So it might be a while before we see EA FC back in the chart. I'm joking. It'll be back when the Euros and the Champions League final and everything is on as well. But back to the chart. Stellar Blade sliced through the competition and entered the retail charts at number 1. Box sales were higher than both Niho games, and it's now the largest launch for the developer. Another new release, 2K's Top Spin 24, had to settle for third spot. 70% of its sales were on PlayStation 5. Interesting. Any other sales numbers? Yes, of course there is any other sales numbers. Rise of the Ronin sales are exceeding Niho, says Koei Tecmo. High valuation from players with a user score of 8.7. The game is considered a priority goal for the company, saying it took a significant step towards mid to long term growth with its release. Interesting. Investors have reacted positively to Square Enix's decision to take a $140 million content disposal loss, as was announced earlier this week. The Japanese firm is pivoting to a heavy focus on major AAA releases and fewer A and AA releases, similar to what Capcom does. As a result of this announcement, Square Enix stock price has risen 6% in Japan, with investors feeling that the bad news has run out and hoping for a recovery in business performance this year. So yep, they're cutting down on smaller games and focusing on big AAA titles. And that's my wife, ladies and gentlemen. Just making loads of noise. I just gave her a dirty look and she just gave me the middle finger. She don't give a shit. I'm going to batter her.
I will not pull out.
You heard that? And then I'll probably bang her. But we'll see. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that was the sales numbers. Now, Alex is not on the show, so no Mount Rushmore. I don't want to answer the letter because it's a really, really good letter. But yeah, I just wanted to make sure you had an episode this week that we went through the news. And it was an interesting news month, you know, obviously talking about loads of different things such as, I don't even remember what the hell I spoke about already. Yeah, the best-selling games of 2024 and Helldivers 2. I keep thinking I'm going to say Hellblade 2. You know, speaking about the Hero Project and Korea wanting to grow their console market even more. You know, my devastating news about Deliver Us Mars developer Kyoken. And hopefully I can get Deliver Us Home. I will be kickstarting that. And obviously about Xbox. A lot of interesting news. And obviously Alex will be back next week and we'll be able to delve into more Xbox news as we get closer to their launch. And hopefully an announcement that Sony are going to do their showcase at the end of this month. But I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, you're hearing it here. As I always call it, and it happens, I told you about Xbox games coming to PlayStation donkeys ago. And I'm telling you now, PlayStation Showcase, end of May, it's happening. Can't wait. Can't wait. But guys, girls, did I just call you gays? Girls and guys, I finished Final Fantasy 16 and I'm dead proud of that. And I'm really happy. But next week, we'll be back, me and Alex, full episode, as well as episode 100 of PS Extra. We will do it next week. We're going to go through all the revenue for every PlayStation first party game ever published. Yes, ever published on the PlayStation Network. So I'm not just talking The Last of Us games or God of War. I'm not just talking Loco Roco or Ape Escape, ladies and gentlemen. If you're an OG, you will know what I'm talking about when I'm talking about games like No Heroes Allowed, Echo Chrome, Jumping Flash, Super Stardust HD, SOCOM Confrontation, Fat Princess, Infamous 2, Pain, Ratchet and Clank, Flower, Flow, Infamous, Sly Cooper, Freedom Wars, Little Deviants, Mod Nation, Racers, Hustle Kings, Unit 13, Escape Plan, Motorstorm RC, Tearaway, Pets. Oh, mate, Smart As. Yes, even Smart As. We're going to go through every single number. So I'm going to tell you every PlayStation first party game, how many units they or how many downloads they've had, and what revenue they've brought in for Sony as well. Well, sorry for keeping you for so long. No, it wasn't even that long. I'm drinking my JD. Hope you're all doing well this week. Hope you're playing great. So let us know what you're playing next week as well. Thank you very much for listening. My throat is gone. I'm going to have some more JD. And I'll see you next week.